Revelation chapter 6. We read, I'm not going to read all of the things that I'm not going to take time to read all of it. But beginning at verse 15, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Dear Lord, I thank you for the blessed word of God. I thank you, dear Lord, for this beautiful singing today. I thank you, dear Lord, for every song. Thank you, Lord, for the testimony. Thank you for loving us, Lord, when we weren't lovable. Thank you, dear Lord, for each one that's bowed here today. Oh, Lord, there's people out here in our congregation, Lord, no doubt, has got a heavy heart. Lord, they're having a battle. They're wondering which way to turn. But, oh, Lord, I pray that this day will be the day that they'll look to a living Christ. They'll trust you, dear Lord, with everything that they have. Bless the sick of our church. Heal their body if it could please you, Lord. But I pray, oh, God, that you'll let us see a revival in America. Let us see a revival, Lord, at Antioch, where daddies and mothers, husband, wives, sons and daughters would renew their vows to you, would renew their dedication to you, Lord. Oh, God, have your precious way today. And Lord, for what you do, we'll thank you and we'll praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. I've told you people several times about Sonny, that's the oldest boy. His pastor's son passed away Friday morning about 1 o'clock. And he's had a terrible time, just in his 30s. His funeral is tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. You pray for the family. I know it's been rough on them. Rough on them, but the Lord doesn't make any mistakes. Don't make any mistakes. The great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? God is a loving God. God is a long-suffering God. And the Lord not slack concerning his promise. As some men cast slackness, but it long-suffering to usward, not willing that any perish, but that all come to repentance. And any individual that died lost, they die against the will of God. It's not God's will that anybody die in sin. The Lord loved the human family so much, until God sent forth his son. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4 said, in the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that are under the law. The Bible tells us in John chapter 3 and verse 16 and 17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse 36 tells us, he that believeth on the Son hath life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. There's a day of reckoning. You mark it down. There's a day when man's going to run out of excuses, when man's argument's going to be over. I know that we're living in the day that people are doing all they can to take God out of the picture. The Supreme Court has already ruled that your children can thank the Lord for that food. But young'uns, go on and thank God for it anyway. Don't penetrate that bunch of infidels. You thank God anyway. The Bible tells us in Daniel chapter 7 that 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set and the books were opened. Revelation chapter 6 and verse 17 said the great day of his wrath is come. He's got enough now. It's time for God to take over. We can run roughshod over God. We can reject him. We can refuse to trust him. We can refuse to recognize him. But one day, God's going to stand out. You mark it down that one day, man's going to stand before his maker. In Acts chapter 17, the Bible tells us God has set a day. He'll judge the world in righteousness. He'll do it through this man called Jesus. The Bible tells us that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. They have done good in the resurrection of life, and they have done good unto the resurrection of damnation. And here, I just read to you where the king of the earth, that's the rulers, if you please, they're going to stand before the one that they've denied, the one that they've said, I've got more authority than God Almighty's God. But now that before the great I am. The one that knows the very secret of every heart. The one that knows more about us than we know about ourselves. Friend, this morning there's a day coming when every one of us will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We're going to give an account one day at a reckoning day out yonder in the future somewhere. And there's no difference in mankind, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's the reason Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. A man got to be born no matter who you are, what your name is, what position in life you might hold, how you stand socially, financially, politically. Every individual is going to stand before God. I saw 10,000 times, 10,000 stand before him. The books were opened. The judgment was said. You'll be there. Let nobody kid you. You're going to face God Almighty one day. As sure as we're here this morning, you're going to face him. The great day of his wrath has come. Over and over and over in the Bible we find about the anger of God being kindled. Israel, he got angry with them. He told Moses, if you'll just let him alone, I'll make a greater nation out of you. But Moses stood before God. Friend, one day, the intercessor is going to step off of the throne. The intercessor is the Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody gets to God except through the Lord Jesus Christ. When he rose from the dead, when he went back to glory, he took his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty on high. And there he's there to intercede for you and me. The Bible tells us, little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Oh, praise his great name. And when I begin to think about that, the interceder for me and you, in the Bible of the 8th chapter of Romans, that the Spirit will make groanings. Oh, he'll intercede with us, for us. With groanings, boy, we can run out of something. Have you prayed till you just run out of something to say? And just a moaning deep in your heart. But I'm glad the Lord can see on the inside. He knows what you need. He knows what you want. But one day, God's anger and wrath is close kin, folks. You mark it down. Oh, praise the Lord. But the wrath of God is going to be poured out one day. It's already been poured out. Let me tell you briefly about some places that God has poured his wrath out. In the Bible said, the great day of his wrath is coming. Who shall be able to stand? Who's going to be able to stand in that day? You remember reading the story about the antediluvians back in Noah's day. You remember how long he preached up and down the country. And we'd have never known that Brother Noah was a preacher if Peter hadn't wrote us that letter and said he was a preacher of righteousness. For somewhere near 100 years, this man preached. Nobody outside of his family accepted it. Do you imagine preachers that he got discouraged? You think about it. 10 years went by and nobody had accepted it. 20 years gone by, didn't have a convert. But God had told him what to do. The Bible said that Noah walked with God, just like Enoch did. Not as long as Enoch, but he walked with God. One day, God is so long-suffering, not willing that any perish. He'd go out on another preaching tour, come back home, maybe wore out. People could have said, that fella done gone off in a rocker. He's preaching it's going to rain. It never has rained. Preacher, today I'm telling you the wrath of God is going to fall on our nation one day. The wrath of God is going to fall on each individual. One day, man is going to slow down. We're in a big hurry all over the world. We're living in a mad dash, and we're heading for eternity and just don't know how close we are to being there. God, help us this morning to stop and be still and know that God is God. He is what we want him to be or not. Now then, I just read recently where this Madeline O'Hara, this noted infidel, is going to try to get on the coin that we have in God we trust. That's the next balance you're going to try to get that off of. People done quit trusting the living God a long time ago. They trust the greenback, the money, the material thing. But one day, I want to tell you something this morning, friend. The thing that you look at, the thing that's tangible, they're just temporal. But the thing you can't see is eternal. That one on the inside is going to live on and on and on and on. You can't see him this morning, but he's there. Praise his great name. Long, wearisome journey for Brother Noah. And oh, there's not a preacher in the world that gets any more discouraged than I get, any faster than I get, any lower than I get sometimes. When we preach and nobody's saved, nobody will respond. When the church gets complacent, the apathy in the heart, they got at ease and sign, if you please. If somebody's saved, all right. If they're not saved, all right. In fact, a minister, a preacher told me one day, he said, Brother Cook, you just worry too much. I don't worry, he said. I go to church and the priest said, if they shout, I'll enjoy it with them. If they don't shout, I'll just preach and go home. Anyhow, I'm not going to run myself crazy because a bunch of people won't live right. I want to tell you, no way in the world we can make people live right, but we can keep on trying. We can keep on trying. But I know it never quit. He never stopped, but he kept building on the building. But only one kind of material was supposed to go in that ark, and that was gopher wood. The only kind of material will go in the spiritual temple is the one that's been cut out, hewn out. When Solomon built the temple, he sent masons into the quarry. He sent them in there with telling, giving them orders how to have Mr. saw the block off. He sent the people over to Lebanon to cut the tree down. And friends, they went into the field with orders what to do. And me and you got it today, dear people. We've got the method. We've got the orders. Tell them they've got to be born again. They'll never fit in a spiritual temple until they're born again. And a lot of the material that went in the temple, some of it was large and long, but there were some short pieces that went in there. Them little bitty pieces didn't look so insignificant. And really the thing that holds this building together, you can't see it with your eyes. It's behind the plywood. It's underneath the floor. The thing that you can't see is them joists going across yonder with all them nails hanging in there holding it. You can't see what's holding this thing together today, but it's within his invisible, the unseen hands of God. The Bible said that no Moses endured it, having seen him who is invisible. He got a glimpse of him. He knew that God was God. He was alive. But oh, think about it. One day God said, Noah, you preached long enough. You labored long enough. He could have said they turned their nose up at God to live in long enough. Noah, I want you to come in. You and your family into the house, into the ark. Come in, Noah. In other words, God was already in there. He'd already expected that thing. But a cookie, you're not going to try to make God smaller to get in that ark, are you? When he got smaller to get in my heart, you tell me how he done it. When he got there, he was big enough to push the world out. But oh, come in, the family. Just as much as say, Noah, I've already inspected it. But I want you to think about it a moment. I used to think that it thundered. But I don't believe it thundered before it started raining. You believe anything you want to, but the Bible said that 24 chapter of Matthew, that they knew not until the flood came. Amen. All the warning they had was the preachings that man gave. But all of a sudden, the clouds hovered over. The Bible tells us that God shut him in. When God closed the door, there was no one else that got in. You better get in while you can. If you're not saved today, God help you to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. If your life is not dedicated to God, God help you to do it today. Noah, you climbed the last hill. Can you imagine if people said, well, it never has rained, we don't believe it. And if it was to rain, if it were to rain, that thing wouldn't flow. If you had people ridicule a church like that, just as much say, there's nothing to it. But keep your eye on her, please. She may be scarred up. There may be wrangling going on among church folks. One day, God's going to shake her the last time. And when the trumpet sounds, the church is going to leave here. Then the wrath of God's going to be poured out. Would you be in that number? Oh, this morning, if I could get it over to you. To know, let you know that there's a reckoning day out yonder somewhere in the future. There's a reckoning time. But I don't believe that, Brother Cook. I can't help whether you believe it or not. The Bible said it so, and I'm going to believe it now. They could have told Noah, I don't believe it, but he didn't have to tell them. I'm not going to imagine someone saying, well, that old fellow believed what he was preaching. He built that building. He got in. When God said, get in, God shut him in. And the Bible said the fountain of the deep were broken. The water come from the ground. The water come from above. The wrath of God was poured out. Oh, the great day of his wrath is come. Who's going to be able to stand? Only the one that's in the ark of safety. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only one that's going to stand there. When I think about that, it make glory bump pop out all over me just to know that one day we'll top the last hill, we'll go through the last valley, we'll stand by the last sick bedside once we cross over. Oh, you think about the wrath of God. The kings of the earth, the mighty men, the free men, the bondmen, they're going to hunt the hills in. If Miss O'Hara don't get saved, she'll be in that crowd, send mountains fall on us. Fall on us, man. Oh, so dumb. They'll holler, there's not a God, but they'll know there's one then. They'll know there's one then. Crying out to a bunch of rocks, they can't answer their prayer. Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that's such on the throne. You think about it. Oh, the islands have moved out of place. Stars have fallen. Everything's over. The judgment is set. Man's standing before his maker now. You can look back all over all the years. You said no to the Holy Spirit. You said some other time. But God is saying now is the time. When God got enough, he got enough. He got enough. Friend, don't let it happen to you. The great day of his wrath has come. Who's going to be able to stand? It won't be one that's got the most money in the bank. It won't be the one that's the most popular in his community. But it'll be the one that's got Christ in their heart. When it's made room for Jesus, the great day of his wrath is come. Who's going to be able to stand? Will you be in that number? Oh, are you sure you'll be in that number? And we know, Buttercup, as we can. Jesus told his disciples in preparing them for his journey to leave them. He said, whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said, Lord, we know not where thou goest, and how can we know the way? That's the hard cry of multiplied thousands today. How can I know the way? How can I be sure about this? I've done the best I could, Mother Cook. How can I know? How can I know? Can you really know? Jesus said, Thomas, I am the way. If you've accepted me, if you will follow me, Thomas, you'll make it in. And I say that to a hungry world today. If you'll trust the Lord Jesus Christ, if you'll turn away from your ways, accept him as your Savior, he said, I am the way, and I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. Don't let the wrath of God fall on you. Not ready. Get a song, gentlemen. Come to music, ladies. I want you to be honest with the Lord this morning. You may be a total stranger. You may be known by everybody. But there's room at the altar for you this morning. If you're in doubt about where you stand before God, will you come this morning? Oh, friend, no matter whether you're a church member or not, but if you're not sure that everything's all right, would you love to come and let's have prayer together this morning? Stand at your feet.